Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'd like to begin by thanking Father Trout for giving me the opportunity to reflect on motherhood this Mother's Day. And so first off, happy Mother's Day. We all know that motherhood can come in many forms, and that this day can be joyous for some and triggering for others. Whatever category of motherhood you find yourself in on this day, know that I am praying for all of you. And those who are still in wait to be a mom or those missing their moms, my heart goes out to you. My name is Liz Kennedy, and my loving husband, Rich, and I have three beautiful, spunky kids who are students here at St. Joe's, Bobby, Vivian, and June. We've been parishioners for 10 years, and recently I took on the role of community building coordinator for the parish. This part-time role has been a blessing as it allows me to do what I love. I get to help ministries bring parishioners together while working alongside truly inspiring people. This new role affords me time to be the present mom slash taxi driver that I always wanted to be. When Father Martin asked me to deliver this reflection, occupational hazard of sitting across the hall from him, I wasn't sure if I could do it. You see, Mother's Day in my family is a bittersweet day. A day that once represented profound sadness, heartbreak, and disappointment. This is because on Mother's Day 2007, my older brother, Sean, lost his hard-fought battle with cancer. It was a time of uncertainty, but with my faith and the closeness of family, we were able to persevere and eventually celebrate my brother. We were able to embrace the new normal, as my mom dubbed it, because of the strength my mom modeled during the most difficult of times. To backtrack, on that fateful day in May, before Mother's Day, my mom called me and my brother, Brian, to Northwestern Hospital because Sean had taken a turn. It was she who delivered the hard news in the gentlest way possible that this is likely the end. And it was my mom who, in the final 24 hours of Sean's life, welcomed with open arms dozens of Sean's friends to the ICU to bid farewell. Lifelong friends of my parents came from great distances during the night to join us and surround us during his last hours. All of these people were welcomed and made comfortable by my extraordinary mom. After hours of waiting, intermittent laughing, crying, friends started to leave, and my parents urged my brother Brian, Rich, and I to go back to our apartments to rest. When we returned around 7 in the morning on Mother's Day, my mom told us that Sean had awoken from his lucid state and said, "Hi, Mom," before closing his eyes and drifting back off. He passed not 2 hours later with all of us by his side. Now, this could have ruined my mom's outlook on Mother's Day forever. But later that day, my mom said that his simple words, "Hi, Mom," were the best Mother's Day present she could ever receive. This demonstration of grace makes me believe it is not a coincidence that my mom's name is Mary, although she's always known as Mary Beth or Roro. When I think of the strength, poise, and warmth my mom exhibited in the final hours of my brother's life, I can't help but think of our mother Mary as she stood watching her son's final excruciating hours amongst his disciples. My mom could have demanded privacy for our family, but rather she chose to share her son with all the others who loved him, as she did numerous times in the days following, welcoming people to their house day after day, receiving condolences, but instead consoling others. Those days could have been brutally dark, but I remember them as a beautiful time because of my mom, dad opening their home in arms to everyone. My mom stood strong, as did Mary in those final moments standing by Jesus's cross. My mom has always been this way, so it was no surprise. Welcoming, listening, guiding, cheering, serving. I call my mom a collector of friends. Even in her mid-70s, she finds new friends everywhere. She taught me how to, lessons my mom has taught me about friendship started at a very young age in the awkward adolescent years. She taught me how to mend a friendship, talk through a rough patch, and reach out when someone is in need. I am blessed to have friends in my life for many phases, and these friendships have lasted because of her lessons on open and honest communication. These are lessons I try to impart to our kids, letting them know that they can always talk to Rich and me, no matter what, and to share and talk with their friends, not by texting, but with spoken words. Even though I was not raised Catholic, my mom is Catholic and my dad is Jewish, kind of a cashew, if you will, I felt faith was always there in the background. My parents made the decision to not make a decision. They wanted us to choose our own faith at the right time. I finally chose to become Catholic through RCIA as a single 20-something. My mom didn't push this on me. Her mom might have, but not my mom. But mom's stories about her life as a Catholic and growing up at Queen of All Saints clearly resonated with me. My faith has kept me afloat at numerous times. There was a time I wasn't sure if having kids was possible for us, and that led us to the church, meeting with our priest, Father Hurley, about how to proceed with the fertility journey. His guidance opened our hearts to all the possibilities, but in the end, we were blessed and surprised to be pregnant by God's grace after 3.5 years of no success. Faith is the centerpiece of marriage for Rich and me, and we treasure the St. Joe's community because it is a truly special place. You may have noticed we are here a lot. Having my faith has helped me through the toughest of times. My brother's death, miscarriages, fertility, has helped me with the joyous times. When I finally was pregnant, my faith carried me through each worrisome day. Would this baby stick? Let go and let God became my mantra. I never felt alone during any of those times because I knew that I had the armor of my Catholic faith to protect me. Today's readings describe the ascension of Jesus into heaven after promising his disciples the Holy Spirit as their source of power. He commanded them to bear witness to him throughout the world by their lives and preaching. I have felt the Holy Spirit's power many times during my journey to become Catholic. Witnessing and sharing this faith with my kids and seeing them grow in their faith has been awe-inspiring to me. While I'm grateful that my parents gave my brother, Brian, and Sean the autonomy to choose our religion, I always kind of envied my friends who were just born into it, whether they were Catholic, Methodist, Lutheran, Jewish. It just seemed far less complicated than me having to decide. However, thanks to my parents' non-decision, I gained a worldly knowledge of faith before listening to my heart's desire to become Catholic, and I am truly thankful for that. That knowledge gives me confidence that my kids can be cradle Catholics, but still have insight into other faiths. I love sharing our Catholic traditions, like saying a rosary, reciting nightly prayers, attending weekly mass, seeing Bobby and Viv as altar servers. These have all been wonderful traditions to share with Bobby, Vivian, and June. Now, I am just 12 years into my motherhood journey, and I have none of the answers. But my mom is 50 years into hers, and I know that many of the answers can be found in the example that my mom has set and trusting in God's plan. I love you, Mom. I love you, Bobby, Vivian, and June. I love you, Rich, my whole family. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Thank you.